Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Wow. It's already almost the end of the week. Can you believe it? Wow, it seems like the weather changed drastically. 50 degrees, 40 degrees, and we were 70, 80. Good morning, family. Thank you for tuning in today to another episode of The Love Journey. We're going to play Stephanie Mills. Home. Let's see who's not on mute. Yes, sir. The Power of God by Stephanie Mills. It's nothing like the power of God.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is absent. His power is always present.
Yeah.
the one that I prefer. Running away from that one which I'm always in. I'm not ashamed to tell you. Believe in me.
morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, a.k.a. Lady Love, Love Goddess. Yes, that's me, Lady J family. All right. We're going to get ready and center our mind and center our thoughts because there is only one mind and one power. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. Let's get ready and invite the presence. As we get very intentional about the breath, I want you to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release out. You know, sometimes we forget to breathe out. I just want you to breathe together. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe out. And do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. Be still that I am God. Breathe. Let's do it one more time. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. You God. As we move right into our heart space, I want us to just say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Divine Mother, Father, God. I come before you today, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart be so acceptable in thy sight. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, that we may have more abundance today, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a new anointing upon us this morning. Bring forth a fresh anointing, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Divine Mother, Father God, this morning. precious and holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. As I come before you, decreeing and declaring over this day, Holy Spirit, over our family, over our business, over our possessions, over our projects, our purpose, our neighborhood, come as we arise to take our rightful place in this world. Come, Holy Spirit, as we decree in this right now moment that it is filled with strategic blessings from you, Holy Spirit. Thanking you for this day is pregnant with purpose, promise, and potential, God. We speak that it is filled with wonderful surprises, knowing that the best of today will become the worst of our tomorrow. For every day shall be sweet and sweet as the day before, God. We decree and declare this moment is our defining moment. Come, Holy Spirit. Blessing this day as a defining moment. We declare that we will forever live under your blessings, God. We expect you, God, to grant us strategies for prosperous and successful living. Fill our mind with wisdom and knowledge of who you are in us right now, God. When we were formed and created in our mother's womb, God, you decreed and empowered over us that we would come and be born to accomplish great things, God, that we would become all that we was born to be, that our mission is clear, our vision is unobstructed, that our intentions are pure, our motivation is solid, that our relationships are healthy, that you, God, shall supply all of our needs, wants, and desires according to your riches and glory. Come on, Holy Spirit, that we will make our marks, that we will leave a legacy to the next generation. You said we will live prosperous, healthy, living, God. That you said you will prosper the work of our hands today, God. That everything we touch today, God, will turn a prophetic platinum gold. That our life will forever reflect the shimmer of your glory and divinity. That our family life, our friends will be blessed with all good things. That joy, peace, prosperity, and success are as abundant as the stars at night, God. You said that you would bring us favor, God. Friendship, affluence, influence, happiness, support, beauty, purpose, direction, along with abundant living are our constant companions, God. And that we are unconditionally loved, celebrated, revered, appreciated, honored beyond measure in all human comprehension. That you will grant us true, lasting, mutual, beneficial relationships, friendships, associations, alliances, network, partnerships, and support. This is the year of innovation, God. You said this is our year of favor, God. You said this is the year for our creations, inventions, products, goods, and services will be in high demand globally, God. Not just in America, but globally, Holy Spirit. That you will distinguish us amongst the great, amongst the influence, the influential, amongst the powerful, God. That our good name will precede us this day. Come on, Holy Spirit, and grant us the wisdom for successful negotiation skills. Come on, Holy Spirit, that you will release all that is owed to us right now. Our blessings are like the stars, are too numerous to count, too numerous to count. Our victories are as abundant as the grain of sand. Oh, Holy Spirit, lack and struggle. Just a distant memory of the past. Come on, Holy Spirit, as we shall be fruitful today. Grant us multiple streams of income, God. I ask you to bless these hands, God. I ask you to bless these feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be on holy ground, God. I bring forth a blessed anointing upon us, God, that miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease in our life, God. Oh, I give thanks for this day, God. I give thanks for a new God. I give thanks for all the new that you have will experience on us right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us be so blessed today. that the anointing of Abraham will be upon us, that we'll be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. There be light. Thank you, God, that this is the day that you have made, Holy Spirit, so that we shall rejoice in it. We just give thanks in the mighty, matchless name of all that is God. We say amen, amen, amen. And so it is. Good morning, family. Woo! Good morning, good morning. I tell you, there's nothing like the power of God. God. Yes. Wow. The power of God. Wow. Just keep on blessing. God, just keep on blessing. Keep on blessing. Let the blessings keep on coming, right? As we recite our affirmation together, it is always a blessing to know that we can affirm, that we can speak those things into existence. All we have to do is just keep on speaking it. Because nobody can do it like God can. Nobody can do it like God can. All right. I'm just so grateful to be able to stand before you today, to remind you on this day that there's nothing like the power of God. The power of God. And so as we recite our affirmation, thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of completion. I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Come on, family, thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. I absolutely give thanks right now, God, for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles. And wonders shall never cease. God, come. Thy will be done on this day. Today is a day of divine completion. Perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. I just want to say thank you, God, because thy will be done on this day. And today is a day of divine completion. And I give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and miracles shall follow miracles and miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never cease. Last time, thy will be done on this day, God. Today is a day of divine completion. And I absolutely give thanks for this perfect day where miracles shall follow miracles and wonders shall never be. I just want you to breathe that in. Where wonders shall never see. I'm so grateful. So I just want you to breathe in the idea of gratitude right now. Just breathing in the gratitude. Breathing in perfect peace. Feeling the presence of God. Just breathing in perfect peace this morning. Perfect peace. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on. Peace. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, Lady J. Love Goddess. Oh, and Lady Love, that's me, Friday. There we go, what you guys named it. I want to talk about peace today. Peace. Did you know Noah in the Bible named me rest, calm, peace? Yeah, the word Noah means to rest, calm, and be in peace. When extreme experiences seem to flood your life, meet them calmly in a non-resistant state of mind, and you will be victorious. Prayer is so powerful because it gives you the sense of peace needed at such a time. In the midst of a hectic, trying experience, you can achieve a peaceful, calm, non-resistant state of mind if you would be prayerfully affirmed to the experience that is trying to upset you. Peace be still. Then say to your own thoughts and feelings, be still. Be still and know that God's good is at work in this experience. Come on, family, just say that with me. Be still. Be still and know that God's good is at work in this experience. Come on, Holy Spirit. You know, one of my favorite scriptures, and I know I say a lot of the scriptures are my favorite scriptures. But I tell you right now, be still and know that I am God. Let me tell you how many times that has spoken to me when my soul was weary. When my heart was taken out of my body, there's been times when all I could say was, be still and know that I am God. And how it calmed my soul. So today, I just want you to know that to bring peace in the storm, in the midst of the storm, is one of the most powerful actions we can do. When you get some lungs from the doctor, be still. Know that I am God. Be still and know that God's good is at work in this experience. We're all seeking peace when we're in that situation. We just want peace, just peace. In a book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, he writes the strength of serenity. He said, a calmness of mind is one of the most beautiful jewels of wisdom. The more tranquil a man becomes, the greater is his success, his influence, his power for good. The strong, calm man is also well-loved and revered. How few people we meet in life who are well-balanced, who have that exquisite poise which is characteristic of the finished character. Self-control is strength. Right thought is mastery. Calmness is power. You see, we need to get into a calm, peaceful, poised, serene state of mind, particularly in times of stress and strain. And you can do it, I tell you, by deliberately doing so, by saying to yourself over and over, I know that God's good is at work in this experience. Dwell often upon the words peace, sweet peace. And in this way, you become master of a situation, no matter how fearsome or distressing it may seem. Peace, be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that God's good is working in this experience right now. You see, in such mastery is your strength and your power for the good. The strength and mastery of your peaceful state of mind is like a healing balm for this situation, helping to bring order and right results into the experience. You are the master. To matter how negative it seems. You are the master of the situation, no matter how negative it seems. You are the master. And when you are in a peaceful state of mind, peace be still. When you have built your ark and entered it, nothing can harm you or keep your good from you. Your sweet peace will indeed bring sweet results. If you do not have a peaceful state of mind, but fight and resist the rising flood of negative experiences that surge around you, you will only prolong and multiply the very problem you're trying to solve and be free from it. If you resist an experience, you only bring about further problems and you delay the good that's trying to come to you. Furthermore, you will be hurt in the process. Remember the age-old axiom, a weak man fights, but a strong man governs himself to higher purposes. You see, Noah was a strong man who governed himself to higher purpose. He did not fight or resist the flood. Instead, he got into a peaceful state of mind and built an ark of protection, went into it and remained there until the flood passed. Let's talk about how to build our ark of protection. Now, for the success attitude to be found in the word ark, an ark is a place of refuge or protection. The ark symbolizes an affirmative, saving state of mind. Your ark of protection is the midst of stormy experiences. It's constructed and instituted by your declaring over and over again success attitudes that are uplifting and satisfying to you. And when you are flooded with negative experiences, first get peaceful. Build your ark of protection and go into it. Peace. Be still. Positive statements and prayers, this ensure your protection. This method will bring you through some of the most searing experiences, unharmed, leaving you stronger and wiser for having had that experience. In a dynamic, Catherine Ponder speaks about a chiropractor and it's his success secret. A successful chiropractor has stated that his daily prayer for getting into a calm, peaceful state of mind and staying there amid a busy day is this: centered and poised in the Christ mind, and nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. Come on. I will keep you in perfect peace. He said, I am centered and poised in the Christ mind, and nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. This man spends an hour early each morning in meditation and affirming prayer. He decrees success, prosperity, and healing results for each one of his patients. He used specific healing affirmations for troublesome cases of healing. He decrees for his own prosperity and success. The spirit of success is working with me, and I am an always guided, prospered, and blessed. Come on, family. The spirit of success is working in us, and I am in all ways guided, prospered, and blessed. And for his patient, he decrees, divine order and harmony are quickened in you, and you are healed through and through. He often visualizes his patient and deliberately pictures them as whole and perfect. And then he calls his staff and asks that they become quiet and prepare themselves for a perfect day. And for about 15 minutes, he quietly meditates with them, often declaring whatever affirmations come to him, such as, we feel the presence of God's healing power, guidance, and direction. We give thanks that we can help all patients who come to us this day. We give thanks that tension is released, harmony is expressed, wholeness is restored, and this is the day in which the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And at the end, professional day, prayerfully, at the close of each work day, he mentally goes over the names of the patients of that day and blesses each one with health. He thanks God for healing each one. And as he thinks of the following day, he blesses the appointment book, affirms the right patients will come whom he shall see. He also blesses the money that came in that day, thank God for it, and asks for divine guidance and wisdom in his youth. It is little wonder that this doctor has been able to help so many people who in turn have greatly prospered him. Peace. Be still. Can you imagine? I know sometimes when we're going through our processes, and it seems like a flood of things is happening, and at the first thought you're thinking, why is this happening to me? But instead of analyzing the situation, it's best to know that this experience is good and only good, and only good can come from it. And you begin to affirm that there is good in this experience, and you realize that nothing but good shall come forth. We have to become masters of the tools that we've been given them. And when you're in a space that you need some help, call somebody and have them affirm for you and with you. And try to release yourself from being discouraged. And don't be concerned if you don't see it immediately get results for yourself. Do not be concerned if you do not immediately get the results for yourself or others that you're seeking for. Father's success symbology given us in the flood story points this out. After Noah had followed instructions on how to meet his flood experiences constructively, it rained for 40 days and for 40 nights. 40 is a mystical number that always symbolizes a period of balance and completion. And sometimes a trial period or challenge continue for a period after we begin invoking success attitudes. But as we quietly persist, we are always safe and secure from this particular experience. See, this is indicated by the fact that the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat. The word Ararat means sacred or holy. We are to rest in or remain in a holy, whole, balanced state of mind, knowing that this too shall pass and will be dissolved. I give thanks for the perfect divine result right now. Divine completion appear right now. Come, God. Another success clue given to us in the fact that Noah was instructed to take one of both male and female of each animal into the ark. In the Bible, that symbology, the male always symbolizes the mind power of wisdom, while the female symbolizes the mind power of love. And it's good to take the thought of divine love and wisdom with you into your ark of experience. Often let divine love and wisdom do their perfect work in this experience here and now. Let divine love and wisdom do their perfect work in this experience right now. And when divine love and wisdom are truly released, the problem will be solved. Often it is because divine love and wisdom are not being properly expressed that the flood experience arises in the first place. But after the flood was over, Noah went forth, built an altar to Jehovah, and offered sacrifice. This was his way of giving thanks for having been divinely protected. So many times we often ask for guidance and deliverance in the midst of problems, but how seldom do we remember to just say thanks, that our prayers were answered. See, in the Old Testament, great people constantly built altars to Jehovah and offered sacrifices. They knew that the thankful, grateful state of mind is a magnet for rich blessings. Let me say that again. How many remember that our blessings come from a grateful state of mind, from an attitude of gratitude? One of the most powerful of all success states of mind is thanksgiving. It's truly the royal road to successful living. Just to simply stop and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. The main thing we can learn from this flood story is that a flood of negative experience in mind, body, or fear can result in blessings in disguise. When you follow Noah's example in meeting your challenge experience, when you meet your flood experiences non-resistantly, declaring that they are good and very good, and declaring they are good for you, then open a way to receive showers of blessings. Declare often, there are showers of blessings for me in this experience. And I claim them right now. Come on, God. There are showers of blessings for me in this experience. And I claim it right now. Remember, too, that a flood experience is a period of balance, adjustment of time of letting go of the lesser to make room for the greater good, a time of release and healing. Declare often that this flood experience in life, I am showered with God's goodness in mind, body, and affairs right now. You see, this is how you enter the ark of your divine protection, and that your flood experiences bring you only good, good, and only good. I want you to know greater blessings are on the way. Greater blessings are on the way. You see, that which no longer serves you is being dissolved and released from your life right now. Whether you want it to be or not, greater good and greater blessings are on the way. The experience of ill health in which you seem flooded with pain, weakness, and inharmony in the body is a time when your body is attempting to throw off, release, and dissolve much of that you can no longer use. There's no longer any use in your body or in your mind. A flood experience is good. It's purifying and balancing. Our job is to call forth the right mind action. Peace. Be still. Our job is to call forth the good in the flood experience and call forth peace where there's no peace, love where there's no love, forgiveness when there's no forgiveness. When we think about overcoming, the word overcome means to come up over. When we think of the symbology found in the story of Cain, Abel, and Seth, children of Adam and Eve, shows you how to come up over a hard condition. You see, Cain was a tiller of the soil. The name Cain means possession. He symbolizes the earthly human phase of man's being that is self-centered, possessive, fearful of its rights, always trying to grab or force its will on others. It is the Cain phase of man's being that usually produces the hard condition in life. Abel was Cain's brother, and the word Abel means breath, symbolizing man's invisible or spiritual nature, which constantly tries to harmonize, balance, adjust, refine, and bring forth the good in man's body, mind, and affairs. Just as these two brothers were in conflict, often the human and the spiritual phases of our being are in conflict. The Cain phase, which is our human nature, wants to possess, control, dominate. But the Abel phase, wants the spiritual nature, wants to harmonize and produce good results in a quiet, unassuming way. Cain tries to destroy the higher ideas of good within us. Abel has the desire to express God's goodness within us. How many times do we try to force a situation? How many times do we try to make and manipulate and control what we want to happen? A lot of times as parents we do that. And sometimes parents think they are doing the right thing when they try to force their will on their children. How often do we try to protect the children from all life's hard knocks, not realizing that children need a few hard knocks along the way for their growth and mature understanding? See, how wise are the birds of the air who push their young out the nest at a certain point in the growth and insist that they learn to fly rather than trying to do everything for them. Birds seem to know if they shelter their young too long, their little ones will soon turn on them because they know that they should be free to rise or fall on their own. When you tempted to dominate, possess, and force others your way, I want to remind you today, it's only going to bring more problems and difficulty. Give people the opportunity to grow. If you really want to free yourself from all types of problems in your mind, body, and affairs, then emotionally you must release other people in their good in their own way. Nothing is ever lost through release. Job, in Job 32:8, there's a spirit in a man. We must learn how to bless the spirit of good in our loved ones. We must learn how to cast our burdens and problems onto the spirit of God within them, bless their divinity, and loose them to find it and develop it in their own individual way. You see, the results will be infinitely better than anything you could foresee or create for them in their final outworking. Bless your situation as only good. My good is not lost in this experience. My good cannot be taken from me. It cannot be withheld from me. It cannot be diminished, dissipated, or exhausted. My good and the good of all concerned is now reborn, restored in God's own wonderful way. Call on restoration. Call on the good. Speak to a situation. Speak to the mind. Call on the great law of God to bless the situation, Father. Call forth the peace. Call forth peace. Call forth your lavish abundance. The land, the gold of my land is good. The gold of that land is good. Come on, Holy Spirit. We only need one person to change the situation. Only need one person. When you constantly use your faculties of love and wisdom to dwell on a thought of good in yourself and in others in the world, you find yourself in an even state of mind. In this pleasant and productive state of mind, you have access to all the possibilities of God's good. God's lavish abundance for you, health, happiness, and prosperous accomplishments can come easily to such a state of mind, a peaceful state of mind. Let me tell you a statistic. It only takes one person who dares to get into the peaceful, the Eden state of mind. There's a story about a housewife in Open Your Mind to Prosperity. She said, at the time I learned of success attitudes through dynamic laws of prosperity, I felt I had reached the end, that I could not go on. My husband was on the brink of a nervous breakdown and in deep depression. Our oldest son, aged 19, was struggling to stay in college, doing it all on his own and without a dime help from us. Our middle son had been under treatment for several years, an emotionally disturbed child. He had periods of becoming quite angry, on the edge of violence. Our daughter, age 11, was beginning to react to all this discord with temper tantrums. She seemed unable to get along harmoniously with her friends or teachers. I kept getting one kidney infection after another. Since I have only one kidney left, you can imagine the concern I felt when my doctor warned me to especially be careful. But after learning the power of pleasant, harmonious state of mind to improve the personalities, the situation, and events, even one's health, I bought a notebook and a pen. And every time I started to worry, feel sick, or afraid, I sat down, wrote the name of the family member or the situation that was bothering me, and then I wrote down a pleasant, positive statement about them. For my husband and my children and for myself, I often wrote, I behold you with the eyes of love, and I glory in your perfection. Come on, Holy Spirit. I behold you with the eyes of love and glory in your perfection. My husband was at a standstill when I began using the success attitude 6 weeks ago. Recently, he took a bath, the first in weeks. He got his hair cut and turned out some work on his own without a word of prodding from me. Our son in college received a $100 refund on his income tax. He also got a job managing the baseball team, so his tuition will be provided. Our middle son has gone from several weeks now without displaying any violent behavior. His disposition has greatly improved. Our daughter is getting along better with her friends and teaching. As for my kidney infection, it has cleared up completely. And I am now launching on a health program to build up my resistance. I shall always be grateful for the learning of the power for good that one person has in a situation when that person holds to pleasant, harmonious thoughts. It only takes one person to change a situation. This is the time of divine completion. It is done right now. Let the perfect finished results now appear. Come, Holy Spirit. We got to use our spiritual tools. We talked about let there be light yesterday. We talked about the power of being firm in the midst of the water, asking God to give us a firm feeling. And I can't tell you how many times these situations have arisen in my life, and just being able to call on peace, just being able to call on peace, Father. Peaceful state of mind. Peace in the midst of the situation. Peace. Peace. One day, I had walked into the Social Security office, and everybody seemed to be in an uproar. Cussing and people fighting. They called the police, and I just sat there and I just said, peace, peace. And I began to surround the Social Security office with peace. I imagine heaven opened up and pouring this liquid peace upon the building. Peace be still. Peace. And before you know it, the office became quiet and peace began to fill the space. That the peace began to fill the space so strong that by the time I saw the lady, she was like, somebody must have been praying. Because just like, it was like I felt this descending of peace come upon me. I promise you, she said it. One day somebody tried to call me with some stuff that they said that somebody said that I said. Now, y'all know I don't do no he said, she said. And I stopped people in the middle when they called me about something somebody said I said. And I get really offended by the idea that if you've been my friends 20 years, 30 years, if I ever said no he said, she said to you, what makes you think I'm a he said, she said somebody else? This friend, this girl, happened to be really, really upset. And all I did was just call on peace. I let her get her spill out. Quiet, and I just said, peace be still. And I went into my heart and I just said, God, let there be peace. Let there be peace. And I didn't say nothing. I didn't defend. I didn't get upset. I said, are you finished? I said, you've known me for over 25 years. Have you ever known me to be a part of that conversation that you're talking about? She said, no. She apologized. And she would get off the phone. I didn't give the conversation no power. I didn't give no negativity the power. I called forth peace. It works in marriages, family. It only takes one person to be in a peaceful, prosperous state of mind to change the trajectory, the dynamics, the situation. In one, just takes one person. If you want to change your situation at work, bless your work, bless your environment, bless the people, 5 minutes, get to work 5 minutes earlier than what you normally do, sit in your car or wherever you are and bless the environment in your space so that only perfect peace. When I used to work for Change of Patterns, the company that was contracted for the Chicago Housing Authority, my office, I used to come in my office and light my candles each morning, and I used to just thank God and bless the office. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for each person that is here. Thank you for this opportunity to come to work to express my expression of you right now. Bless your situation. I light my candles and put my little jazz on or my classical music and just go into a peaceful state of mind, knowing that nothing but good shall come to me this day. We have to learn how to command our morning. We got to learn how to dispatch our legion of angels. We got to call forth our spiritual tools, call forth the presence of God in us, and we got to learn how to speak to a situation. If your life is in shambles and you don't know what to do, call forth the guidance and the protection of all that knows. The all-knowing presence knows all things. But we have to learn how to affirm our prayers. Yeah. Peace. I often think about the story of the disciples. And Jesus was tired, and Jesus went in the back to lay down while they were on the boat. He had been up all day, and he was tired, and he needed a little rest. And so the disciples were up, and all of a sudden, the boat started to rock. All of a sudden, the winds began to blow. All of a sudden, the winds got heavier, and it began to shake up the disciples. The disciples were in a disturbance now, and they began to fear. The boat is rocking, and they are all in fear. The boat began to rock so that it shook the faith of the disciples. Again, began to call on Jesus. Jesus! They scream in Jesus' name. They scream in Jesus' name because they're so afraid, and Jesus wakes up. And Jesus gets up out the bed, a little perturbed, and he says to them, "Why are ye afraid? Why are ye fearful? Why are ye fearful? Why are you afraid? Oh, ye of little faith." And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the seas, and there was a great calm that came over. Peace be still. Peace be still. Our job is to learn how to speak to the winds. Our job is to learn how to speak to the winds. Oh, ye of little faith, why are ye afraid? Be afraid. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Jesus had to ask them, why did they even doubt? Why were they in such doubt? Oh, ye of little faith. I'm telling you, family, right now, speak to the storm and call it good and very good. Speak to the storm, family. Speak to the storm, family. This too shall pass. I want to remind you that God didn't bring you to, not to bring you through. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. Call forth the peace, the perfect peace. Behold your loved ones in the eyes of God. Behold them in the perfection of God's glory. Bless your eyes to see them in only the way that God sees them. Bless your situations. Bless your money, bless your body, bless it, consecrate it. Even if in the storm, peace, be still. Peace. That's my message today. Call forth the peace. Call forth the peace, family. And know. And behold the situation as good and only good. There's nothing but God. If there's a discomfort or a disease or something going on with the body, remember yesterday we were taught that at the center of every atom is light. And that an atom is 99% what? Empty. And we get to fill the emptiness with the words. We get to fill the void with our words. Speak to the atoms in your body. Call forth the light. Let there be light. And let the light disintegrate anything that's going on in your body right now. I want you to see the light. I want you to see the light moving into that place where your body pains you or wherever situation is going on. Just see it surrounded by the light. And then send extra love into the situation. If it's your knees, send extra love into your knees today. If it's your back, send love into your back today and call forth the peace. Peace from the pain. Come on, God. Do your stuff. Do your stuff, God. Do your stuff. Family, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to the basics of using our spiritual tools. That's my message. And if you want to make a comment, press 1 on Blog Talk and Star 6 on the teleconference. I will keep you in perfect peace, God said. If you got a mind stayed on me, perfect peace. And I will let the favor of heaven rain down on you. All right, family, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, family, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dream. To remember the power is in you. And it only works if you work it, family. It only worked because I worked it, family. It only worked because I worked it. So today, remember, with the mind stayed on God, think about that. With the mind stayed on God. You've been tuned into the Love Journey, family. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. This is Diane Reeves. I think. That there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it. And embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind.
Leave it behind.
Sometimes you won't understand.
I don't understand why life is the way it is.
Things don't always go
the way you planned them.
But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just wanna testify. I gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself. Yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. Yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, and I just wanna testify. My mind is strong. I just gotta testify. I can see, I can see. I just wanna testify. Amazing grace saved my life. I gotta testify. Oh, 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 oh. Testify. Testify. Oh, gotta tell my story. Testify. Thank you, Father. Thank you, family. Have an amazing day.